Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, April 19th, 2024. A disagreement about a motorcycle resulted in an assault and a late-night disturbance for 129 Palms neighborhood. Online news editor Robert Hayden reports.
At around a quarter to midnight on Wednesday, April 17th, Sheriff's Dispatch received a call from the 29 Palms man who says he was assaulted and shot at. When deputies arrived a few minutes later at a residence in the 73,000 block of Sunnyvale Drive in 29 Palms, they found the victim with injuries to his face and two bullet holes in his vehicle. According to the sheriff's report, the victim says that Walter Scott Merritt followed him to his residence to recover a motorcycle, where Merritt allegedly pistol-whipped the victim in his car before firing one round into the garage door. Merritt then reportedly used a large knife to flatten both driver's side tires. The victim says as they were pulling out of the driveway, Merritt fired another round which hit his vehicle in the trunk. Walter Scott Merritt allegedly left the scene and was contacted a short time later during a traffic stop where he was arrested for assault with a firearm. Walter Scott Merritt is being held at the West Valley Detention Center on $240,000 bail. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The Mojave Desert Tortoise was listed as endangered by the state of California yesterday. The Mojave Desert Tortoise has been listed as threatened since 1989 by the state's Fish and Game Commission. At the commission's meeting this week, they considered a petition to change the tortoise's status to endangered, and the commission's executive said the change was necessary because the reptile's current situation is dire, saying the listing is, quote, necessary to generate substantially increased attention and efforts to reverse the very real likelihood that the desert tortoise will become extinct in California. The commission's report said that conditions have worsened for the Mojave Desert tortoise, citing development in the California desert amplified by the effects of climate change and the tortoise's long life and late sexual maturity as major factors in their declining numbers. The commission hopes that by listing the Mojave Desert tortoise as endangered, its habitats within the desert can be better protected at the state level, and additional efforts can be made to protect the animal. The listing will be formally adopted at the commission's next meeting on May 15th. Fentanyl overdoses have been on the rise in Southern California, and especially in the Morongo Basin. With harm reduction in mind, a Yucca Valley nonprofit is providing tests that can help identify if the deadly opioid is present in other drugs. Picking it up from here is online news editor Robert Hayden.
This is a heavily self-reliant community. Most people that live in the desert choose to live out here because of the solitude. And while we have a very social community, we also live in a place where people like their space. With that said, a lot of those people are the very first people to stop and help.
That was Justin Marino of the High Desert Emergency Action Alliance. We were talking about the High Desert's propensity to help one another, and during a rising fentanyl epidemic, how the overdose drug Narcan can be a good thing for a desert dweller to carry in their car. Narcan is the drug that's used to reverse an opioid overdose, and it's been available at the High Desert Emergency Action Alliance, or HDEAA. The drug is administered as a nasal spray and can bring people out of an overdose if administered in time. With every Narcan given out, Marino gives a short demonstration and walks through the simple steps of administering the drug. And so far, the program has seen success.
So since the year that we've done it, we've had four people come back and tell us that they've administered Narcan and it reversed the overdose, which led us into the testing strips, which we thought, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if they didn't have to use the Narcan in the first place?
Fentanyl can show up in many drugs, including ones that some consider recreational. It's those drugs like ecstasy, cocaine, Xanax, or marijuana that can also benefit from the free fentanyl test. The test itself is well-designed, and it appears easy to use. Justin walked me through it. It only takes a small amount of the drug you're testing to get a result, hopefully encouraging more testing. HDEAA will be at the 29 Palms Farmers Market this Saturday with a booth, distributing Narcan, the fentanyl tests, and helpful information. They'll also be at the Community Health Fair in Yucca Valley on the 27th. You can also visit Justin Marino at the High Desert Emergency Action Alliance in Yucca Valley. We'll have links to their website and location, alongside other services the nonprofit offers to High Desert residents. That's all at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The Animal Action League is holding their world-famous drive-through nail trim only clinic today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can have your pet's nails trimmed for $7, no appointment necessary. The Animal Action League is located at 62762 29 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree National Park Management and Groundwork Arts announced a new exhibition of artwork by elementary students from Morongo Unified School District entitled quirky characters, illustrated patches. It's at the Black Rock Art Gallery in Yucca Valley, and it opens tonight with a reception. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart gives us a sneak peek of what to expect.
Groundwork Arts brings professional practicing artists into local community schools to provide innovative educational opportunities to students, teachers, and families. The exhibit Quirky Character Illustrated Patches will feature 810 hand-drawn character patches by students from 11 schools with support from 113 teachers and 7 teaching artists. Students had the opportunity to explore the art of local artist and business owner of Joshua Tree's world-famous crochet museum, Sherry Elf. Drawing inspiration from Elf's playful and carefree patches, students created simple hand-drawn characters on fabric squares that can be traded with friends, given to loved ones, or in this case, combined to make collaborative quilts. Groundwork Arts Director Rhonda Lane Coleman said, quote, "One of the most important experiences for an artist is to share their art with the rest of the world, and we are thrilled that our community will have the opportunity to celebrate these amazing young artists," unquote. The exhibition will run from April 19th through early summer at Black Rock Art Gallery in the Black Rock Nature Center, located at 9800 Black Rock Canyon Road in Yucca Valley. Friday's opening reception is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Blood supplies are low in the Morongo Basin, and Lifestream will be holding a blood drive tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Center for Healthy Generations, located at 57121 Sunny Slope Drive in Yucca Valley. Please set an appointment by calling Lifestream at 1-800-879-4484 or visiting lstream.org. Residents of Landers and Flamingo Heights might want to put any plans for Saturday morning on hold. That's because the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency will meet in special session tomorrow morning. The meeting will be followed by a field trip, and everyone is welcome. Reporter Mike Lipsitz is here with details.
Directors at the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency meet for a special workshop at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. On the agenda is an annual review of the Board of Directors handbook. Following that item, sometime after 9:30, directors and anyone wishing to join them will head out to tour about a half dozen of the agency's capital improvement project locations. Tourgoers will also get an up-close and personal low-speed survey of the wildflower superbloom currently peaking in Landers. This year's astonishing displays of lavender, gold, pink, and white wildflowers have blessed the back roads of Landers like nowhere else in the basin. The meeting takes place at the agency's board meeting office under the old water tower on Cherokee Trail in Landers. The tour will disembark from that location, 1720 North Cherokee Trail, sometime after 9:30 a.m. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
The High Desert Beekeepers Association meets tomorrow at noon. At this month's meeting, learn how to manage a hive and prevent swarming, and how to capture a swarm. Bring your bee stories, adventures, and questions to share, and be prepared for multiple answers, ideas, and opinions from the growing number of local beekeepers. Find out what native bee plants are in bloom and what's going on in the hive. The meeting is tomorrow at noon at the Nourishing Tree, located at 62057 29 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. And finally, Earth Day is being celebrated with a special event at a shop in downtown Joshua Tree, which will include a book reading and musical performances. Stop by and celebrate the planet. Reporter Hillary Sloan is here to tell you where and when.
Join the Earth Day celebration at the Industry of All Nations Undyed Shop on April 20th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. This event promises a delightful fusion of literature and music in honor of our planet. Yasmin Merado, the manager of the Undyed Shop, has curated an afternoon of inspiration and entertainment. Highlighting the event is a special reading by Janet Tucker, author of How to Be a Minimalist Gardener in the High Desert. Merado said,
"I wanted to do something local to celebrate the people in the community that are doing really great things. So I asked Janet if she would read from her book."
Tucker will share her insights on creating a thriving garden in the challenging environment of the high desert. She employs space consciousness and water-efficient techniques like soaker hoses. Her approach, described as sculpting space, transforms outdoor areas into living extensions of our homes. Tucker said,
I love the idea that someone's home isn't just indoors, but extends as much as possible to the outdoors. And the High Desert Minimalist Garden takes that sense of extension as far as possible.
In addition to Tucker's reading, attendees will be treated to musical performances by Sunny, singer-pianist of Wildlife Freeway, whose indie folk melodies with jazz influences promises to captivate the audience. Earth Girl, Helen Brown's inclusive and expansive platform, aims to channel energy and resources towards causes committed to earth science, life practices, and the arts. Her music and performance will express her holistic commitment to the planet. Join the celebration on April 20th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Industry of All Nations Undyed Shop. The shop is at 61675 29 Palms Highway, Unit 1 in Joshua Tree. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.